check us out to hear the latest on life in the Volunteer State. Ivanka and her guests discuss everything from life, love, and business with a Tennessee flair.
It's a Tennessee thing.
Always relatable, always relevant, and always a good time. This is Talking Tennessee. And now your host, Ivanka.
Welcome back to Talking Tennessee with Ivanka. I am your host. And guess what? What time is it? What time of month is it? What is this month? It's Black History Month, and we are here to celebrate Black history. I have a guest in the studio, and guess what, everybody? He's a family friend, but let me let you hear from him who he is and what he is.
Hi, I'm Joe Eskridge. I'm currently the East Tennessee Vice President of the Tennessee State Conference of the NAACP. And I'm also proud to be the Roane County Branch President of the NAACP. I'm married to my wife, Demita. I have 3 children and 4 grandchildren. And I'm so glad to be here with you today.
Well, you thank you for coming and sharing with us, you know, and helping us to celebrate Black history and get to know more things about, let the viewers know more about Black history and what we represent.
Yes.
Well, let's get right into it. Tell me what the organization stands for.
Well, the NAACP is a civil rights organization, the greatest civil rights organization that's ever existed. Okay, we stand for economic justice. We want to make sure that welfare is welfare for everybody. And we also want to make sure that nobody's rights are discriminated against. And we just try to make sure that the equality is out there for everybody and that everybody's equal and that exactly. Everybody's treated the same way.
Yes, and that's how God wanted it to be, you know, but we're in a world that there is things that are just, you know, needs to change. There's things that has changed and we have overcome things. But the big thing about the organization is that you can join an organization that believes in change, believes in improving, and believes in protecting everyone. So, Joe, let me ask you this. When was the organization founded?
Okay, the organization was founded in 1909 by W.E.B. Du Bois, and it was a very diverse organization. It was founded by some diverse individuals, Murray Wells, and there were just as many folks of color as there were white folks that helped to start this organization. And it was created solely because of the unequal justice that was being handed out in the country at the time.
So many people think that the NAACP is just for blacks. It's really not.
No.
It's for everyone.
Everyone.
And the members are not all black. So know that, you know, anybody can join. Any race can join. And it's basically you're joining a group to try to improve what is out in the world that needs to change.
Yes.
So let me ask you this, the mission, y'all's main mission. Can you read your mission statement?
The mission of the NAACP is to secure the political, educational, social, and economic equality of rights in order to eliminate race-based discrimination and to ensure the health and well-being of all persons. That says it all right there.
It does. Yes. It says it all. And so tell me this. How long have you been in the organization?
Oh, Lord. I've been the president of the Roane County branch for 22 years.
22 years.
Yes. Mr. Robert Laws and
yes.
Mr. John Talley.
Yes.
And they decided to reform the organization, and it started in the basement of your grandmother's church, New Century United Methodist
yes.
Church. They had a meeting over there and decided that the organization needed to be reactivated because the charter had lapsed.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it started in the 60s, and the charter had lapsed. It used to cost $10 a year to belong to the NAACP, and they changed the price to $30 a year, and you'd have thought that they had said $3,000. It was just a mass exodus.
From $10 to $30, and everybody just,
oh, I'm not paying no $30 for that. Well, I don't know why they wouldn't do that when everybody's paying at least $150 a month for cable.
I agree. I totally agree. I tell people, you can afford what you want to afford.
That's right.
If you really believe in something, you're going to make it happen.
Yeah, exactly right. People pay for what they want.
And you have to know, speaking of cable, is that cable doesn't teach your kids where they came from.
No.
Cable doesn't teach your kids how to overcome
racism.
Yes. And let it be more diverse and let it be more driven by all races instead of one race.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the biggest thing you got to know is where your money is going. You know, hey, you can pay $30. Is it $30 now?
$30 a year.
$30 a year.
Yes.
$30 a year. And they do a lot of stuff in the community. Can you tell us a few things about what y'all do in the community?
Yes. Well, let me tell you about Roane County.
Okay.
Roane County, when we started the organization, Anthony Chapman and myself were invited over to St. Mary's Church. And Reverend Jesse Williams, who was the pastor at St. Mary's at the time, had asked to call a meeting because things just needed to be addressed that hadn't been addressed for the past few years.
Yes.
And they wanted to show a presence of the NAACP because sometimes presence is power.
Yes, it is.
You know, just the thought of an organization existing is power. But they got us together and Anthony was elected president, and I was elected vice president.
Okay.
Well, Anthony moved to Chattanooga.
Yes.
And I was working at Paradise Fossil Plant in Drakesburg, Kentucky. And I'd always call my father after I'd get off from work, 3:30 in the morning. And he'd always act like he was waiting on me to call, but you know he was asleep.
You know he was.
But I called him, and it just happened to be a particular night. He said, well, they voted you in as president, the NAACP. Robert Laws made the motion, and I seconded it, and John Talley made the motion to close the nominations.
Oh, and my goodness.
So I've been the president ever since. And
I bet you that's was a proud moment.
Well, yes and no.
But a scary moment too.
Because
at the same time.
I did what most of our African-American folks, or most anybody does. I started researching what the NAACP actually stood for, what they did, what their purpose was. And their purpose was aligned with what I had been taught all my life from a child growing up.
Yes.
And the values, you know, I'm just as good as you are. I'm not better than you, but you're not better than me. So that was the values that was instilled in us as children and through our educators, Miss ABC Hickey and your grandfather, F.R. Davis.
Yes.
And Miss Jackson. At the time, her name is not Jackson anymore, but Miss Bunny.
Yes.
She was one of our good, great school teachers, you know. And then my Aunt Alma Eskridge and John Eskridge and all those folks, they taught values. They taught family values. They taught respect. They taught you how to treat one another. Those things that kids are not getting now in school. And we had to learn how to draw our letters in cursive and learn how to write, and the penmanship was big back then.
It was.
And being able to read and speak intelligently was big back then. You know, you wanted
my
to be
grandfather, and you, when you walked in his house, there was no using broken
no
English.
Angst or nothing.
No. And you said yes ma'am, no ma'am.
Yes.
You know, and I steal that in my kids. Yes. I was just talking about that the other day, Joe, is that people need to get back to that, because when you put that level respect there.
Yeah.
I don't care what age person is.
Yeah.
I'm still going to say yes ma'am, no ma'am.
Uh-huh.
There are so many people that paved the way for me,
yeah,
you know, in Roane County. And I say it on my Facebook Live, I'm proud to be from Harriman.
Mm-hmm.
I tell people all the time, I'm not from Knoxville. I live in Knoxville, but I'm not from Knoxville because I'm proud of where I'm from.
Yeah.
And I came from good loins.
Yes.
I came from, you know, educated people that wanted to educate others. My grandfather, you know, shout out for him for this month. My grandfather was an educator. He was a lot of people's principal, a lot of people's teacher.
Yes.
I mean, and that man believed if he didn't believe in anything else, Joe, he believed in education.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, another thing about my grandfather, I will say, it was an honor that Triangle Park in Harriman, that is very famous, you know, that park was turned over to my grandfather's name, to Fred R. Davis Jr. Name. I think it was 2006, I think. But that was a great thing because my grandfather's legacy lives on. It will always live on. There's a street in Swan Pond.
I passed by it when I was going to get the fossil plant every day.
Yeah, so that's the great things that me and Joe, you know, can say that not just my grandfather, but, you know, he had family members in his family besides just himself that really, really believed in sewing in to our community. And I'll say this, Joe, when growing up, my grandfather, he didn't care if he was black, white, pink, purple. My grandfather was an educator.
Yes.
And he did not believe in someone being uneducated. Mm-hmm. So if he saw you, he wanted to give you a book to read or something like that. Where did those days go,
Joe? I do not know. I don't know. I think the smarter and the more educated the system has become, the less we get educated.
I agree.
You know, because we don't do the things. We don't read our Sunday school lessons anymore. We'll listen to it.
Yes.
You know, we don't.
That's a good point.
We don't we don't soak our pinto beans before we cook them. We fly down to Shoney's or Cracker Barrel and get our dinner. We don't teach our children.
Yeah,
I do too. Yes. We don't teach our children how to cook and clean because we're never home. Spend no family time.
Joe, that is. You know what? I'll say this, and this is not just for women, but I am a woman, so I speak this way. For all women out there, you should always know how to cook and clean. That's a woman. You know, I came from that. My grandmother cooked. My grandfather cooked. But they cooked together, too.
Yeah.
Remember Granddad with the chicken wings?
Yeah, the rabbits, too.
Yes, rabbit, squirrel. And we had it all. You know, but those are the things what Joe is talking about is, you know, you've got to get around some people that are trying to do something in the community. Make sure $30 a year, hear me, pay the $30, join an organization that you know is for the people. You know, instead of, there's a lot of organizations out there, okay? But this one is for the people, you know, to be treated fairly and equally. Let's talk about.
You got John Butler as the president of the Knoxville branch of the NAACP here in Knoxville.
Okay.
And over in Oak Ridge, you have Dave Anderson, the president over there. And over in Blount County, you have Willa Estelle, Reverend Willa Estelle is the president there.
Yes.
And Rome County, you got me. So you got options that you can attend whatever unit you want to attend to. But I urge you, like you do, I urge you to come out and support the NAACP to see what we're all about. And we're about the same values that you were raised up with, white or black. You know, we're in it to win it.
Yes, in it to win it. Let me ask you this, and we will put this information on the end of the podcast as well. If someone wants to join, Joe, how do you join?
Okay, well, you can go on the national website and join as an at-large member. But I would recommend you going to the local branch president or contacting the local branch president and getting a membership form and an application from them, filling it out, and getting affiliated with a local branch. That's the best way to do it because the branch is insured to get their portion of the dues that have to be sent into the national. And you're recognized immediately. You got voting power. And this being an election year for the local branches of the NAACP, you'll have voting privileges within 30 days.
Really?
Yes.
Within 30 days. So that means that's really a dollar a day.
That's a dollar a day.
That's a dollar a day for 1 month. So you pay $30 and you get 12 months.
Yes.
Of a voting power, a moving power, and all. So make sure that you reach out and to the locals, wherever you live, you know, and make sure you ask questions, whatever you want to know, that type thing, because I know they're there to help you. So tell me this, what do you have coming up for the organization. Are y'all doing any events anytime soon?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that, because on the 17th of this month, which is the third Monday of the month, we're having a movie and a meal, and we're going to have some soul food cooking. I've got some of the best in the business making collard greens and chicken and dressing and pinto beans and deviled eggs. And we're going to have some sweet potatoes and cornbread.
You're going to take it all the way back.
Oh, yeah, we're taking it all the way back. And we're going to have a movie to try to show off our facility over on 726 Greenwood Street in Kingston, Tennessee.
Say it one more time.
726 Greenwood Street in Kingston, Tennessee. It's easy to find. If you're coming from the Knoxville area, it's easy to find.
That's February the 17th.
February the 17th.
At 6 o'clock. That's what time the dinner will start.
Yes.
And they have dinner and a movie.
Dinner and a movie.
That's awesome.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Let's talk about Martin Luther King.
Okay.
We just celebrated his birthday. And so let's talk about what he stood for. He stood for equal opportunity.
Yes.
He wanted equal opportunity. He everybody quotes the thing of, I have a dream.
Yeah.
You know, but he was more than just that quote. So much more. He was an active leader. He was a man of faith, a family man. And he wanted to see all families thrive. He wanted to make sure that he left a legacy when he passed. Not when it happened, but when he passed away, he wanted a legacy that would just live on. And you know Martin Luther King's legacy just gets bigger and bigger every year.
Every year. Dr. King, like you said, was just phenomenal at 36 years. I mean,
yes.
I used to, when I was younger, I used to lip sync his speeches.
Yes.
That was big for us.
Yes.
You know, but we had to learn about our own history, even though that it wasn't taught in school.
It wasn't.
We had to learn about Dr. King and Reverend Abernathy.
Yes.
And we learned about Malcolm X. And so
Rosa Parks.
We learned those, Miss Annabelle Crookshank Hickey, they made sure we knew.
Oh, my goodness,
I took you back then.
Yeah,
they taught us and made sure that we knew where we came from so we know where we was going. And we know the struggles that our parents had, our grandparents had. And I just don't think the youth coming up today are aware of the struggle that has brought them to where they are.
And I think that the biggest thing, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, it's more struggle than what you think besides just slavery. People are so focused on, you know, oh, I know about the slavery part or whatever. There was struggle after slavery.
Yes.
Okay, don't mistake that. There was a lot of struggle. And it was a lot of trying to get grounded, you know, to be able to have a voice and to be considered, to be able to sit at the table.
Yes.
Have a conversation with all colors and all walks of life. So the struggle was still very hard. And there's a lot of struggle now.
Still. And what we don't look at it now, but it's changed its shape and it's changed its face. It's called institutionalized racism. Because the powers that be still want the powers to be like they used to be. And make America great again. It's always been great.
I say this, on my podcast, I try my best not to do politics to the point of swaying where you should vote or whatever. The biggest thing I say about it, America's always been great. It's a free country. That's what makes it great. Okay, if you think about it. You know, no matter what your political belief is, you can't argue that. You know, America's always been great because it's a free country, freedom of speech. You know, that type thing. Now, it's been challenged, freedom of speech, you know. But America is a great country. It's a country that has a lot of opportunities, that type thing. I'll touch on the politics. This part of it is that and you can tell me your opinion, is I don't care who you vote for, okay? I'm just a firm believer of be educated, make an educated choice of who you're going to vote for, and make sure that you know the policies of whoever you're voting for, and you really believe in those policies.
Yeah.
You know, it's not about, you know, President Obama, he said it best. I'll never forget President Obama saying in a speech, he said, I don't want to go out of this office and my legacy be is I made it just because I was black. He said, I made it because I was a president. I wanted to be president. I fought to be president, and I stood for what I believed in. He said, so please do not remember me or vote for me because I'm black. He said, my black skin is, he's got black skin, okay? He's a black man. But he didn't want to be known for that. He wanted to be known for, and he's an educated
man. The legacy that he left.
Yes. Yeah. Very well-spoken man, mm-hmm. Okay? Family man, okay? Yeah. I think that's the biggest thing that I respect the most about him, Joe.
Exactly.
Do you?
Yeah.
Is that he is such a put-together man, a family man.
Yeah.
You know.
And good.
Never shamed.
Yeah.
Never shamed anything. And, you know, he truly was an example and still is. So that's my biggest thing when it comes to politics. How do you feel pertaining to voting power? Do you feel like,
well,
I do?
I don't want the voters suppressed. I do not want laws and rules made that's going to make it inconvenient for mm-hmm. people of color to vote.
Okay.
But I do like feel the same way you do. Make an informed the voting, when you make your vote count, you need to have an informed vote and know what you're voting for. Know who and why you're voting for that person or whatever. Who,
correct.
I'm like you, like our NAACP, it's a bipartisan organization.
Yes.
And so I have several friends that don't vote the way I vote.
Yes.
But we're still friends.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
The division in this country now, just because you like a Chevrolet and I like a Ford, is unparalleled.
It really is.
To the way the politics of this country is going.
You know, my biggest thing is I have a black child and I have a white child. And I have to teach both of my kids that both races are good, but both races have bad in it. Okay? Mm-hmm. And bottom line is, I don't want my son to feel bad about his race.
Yeah.
I don't want my son to feel bad about being in a black family, but I don't want my daughter to feel that either. I don't want my daughter to feel like, you know, because I'm black, I'm going to be judged harshly. Mm-hmm. Okay? And we have to be honest with ourselves that, yes, race, you know, we've overcome a lot, but there's still places to go. We still have to rise up. And I think the biggest thing is we have to have the conversation. And we have to be able to know that when everybody sits down and everybody talks, that everybody's opinion
matters.
Yeah.
It's got to matter.
It can't be about race.
And we got to agree to disagree.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's the biggest thing.
You can't get mad because I don't agree with you.
There you go.
You know, you got to agree to disagree.
And when you say, let's agree to disagree, don't harbor resentment when you walk away from that table.
Oh, I bet you. Now, we can go, and you can, I know you was probably for the 49ers. I'm just saying. I don't know.
No.
Well, I mean,
where's my husband from? He's from Pittsburgh, honey.
Okay.
Well, honey, I'm black and yellow all day, every day.
Well, I was kind of leaning toward the Saints, and then I leaned toward the Titans, so I could care less.
Yeah, once Pittsburgh got put out, I was leaning for the Titans.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then once they got out,
I just got tired, Joe.
Yeah, I did too. And then,
food was good.
Yeah, your food was good, but leaning toward the Kansas City, just because the coach had played in several and didn't have one,
uh-huh.
Andy Reid. But We had some knockdown, drag out arguments at the barbershop and around town over who's going, but we all left out our still friends.
Let me tell y'all, Joe, don't let him fool you. He's a very good man, very family man, God-fearing. But Joe can argue with the best, you hear me? And he going to stand on what he believes. And he going to tell you, listen, this is who going to win this game.
Yeah. Okay.
So I can imagine you in the barbershop.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So we but that's what folks need to learn, that politics doesn't dictate who and why you are mad at a person. They shouldn't dictate why you hate somebody. And never have I seen the country as divided as it is now over politics.
It really is.
And, you know, so I don't even mention it.
The Bible says go by the laws of the land. Yeah. And that may not, it may not feel good. But me and my kids had this conversation the other day. The Bible said go by the laws of the land. If you want to read about it, you can. And it says that God places the leaders in, and it's for him to judge and punish those leaders. So that's my biggest thing is that you may not like Donald Trump. You may not like Obama. Okay. But I will say, out of all the presidents of history, those two presidents have had the most hatred.
Yes, they have.
I mean, it black and white.
Yeah.
Obama, some of the things that was said and done, it was unreal. Even with Donald Trump, I'll say the same thing. I said it on my social media. I said, we've got to remember, if we say we're a Christian and we love the Lord, we may not agree with Donald Trump or Obama or whoever, but we have to have a level of respect for that position.
Exactly. You got to respect the position.
Okay. And you got to respect that, okay, well, that person's in place or whatever. And then that's the whole reason why you need to go vote.
That's why.
Because if you don't like in there, hey.
If you don't vote, you can't say anything.
Okay. You can't say anything. But don't vote one way because that's the way you were raised. Okay.
Yeah.
That's one thing that I have to say for my race, is that I am a walking testimony that I am going to educate people when it comes to that. Is that don't, if your mom and daddy was a Democrat, that don't mean you're supposed to be a Democrat. Or vice versa. If your mom and daddy was a Republican, that doesn't mean you're supposed to be a Republican. It's just what works for your family. And that's why you got to get educated, okay?
Yes.
On policies.
Yeah.
And truly know what you're saying and what you're believing in.
Exactly. I agree with you 100%.
You know, so let's give a few things. Rosa Parks was one of the country's most important historical figures, often referred to as the mother of the civil rights movement.
Yes.
She was the spark that set off the Montgomery bus
boycott.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was a strong woman.
Yeah, don't work hard.
I'm not getting up out of my seat. Mm-mm. Not today.
Not today.
She said, not today. I'm tired. I sat down and I said what I said and I'm not doing nothing else. She stood on what she believed in, and that's why so many people, to hear my son talk about Rosa Parks, he's so...
Yeah.
I mean, just so honored because they teach that in school. And so my son really knows who Rosa Parks is. We talk about it, everything. Mm-hmm. But Rosa Parks stood on, you know, her I'm a woman, I'm a black woman, and I'm going to sit on this bus.
I paid the same thing as he did.
Okay, and I'm equal, okay? Yeah. We talked about Martin Luther King. Let's say... Who was the first black voter? I didn't know this. I had to find out who the first black voter was. And it was Thomas Peterson. He was the very first black voter, okay, in 1870.
Wow.
1870. See, I did my history.
Yeah, you did.
I did my research. So when I tell people to be educated, I educate myself. And I did not know that. So I looked it up and I said, here you go. The Civil Rights Act of 1964 is a landmark civil rights and labor laws in the United States that outlaws discrimination based on race, color, religion, sex, and national origin. That's what the civil rights stand for. Mm-hmm. So I want to tell you this, is that stand on what you believe in.
Believe in what you stand on.
Yes, and know that what works for your family, you got to give back to your community. NAACP is a great organization to give back and know that it's something that stands for equal rights. Know that when it comes to presidents, vote for who you think should be the president. I would say black and white in this, in America, to all blacks and whites, I would say, know the Lord. That's the first thing.
Yes.
You got to know the Lord. My son got saved, Joe.
Wow.
On Saturday.
Oh, man.
On Saturday.
Tearjerker.
Yes, wasn't. He was in the car, and my son said to me, Mom, I want to be saved.
Wow.
And it shook me up, but I had to help my son cross over to being a Christian.
Yeah.
And I had to explain it to him. And I said to him, do you know what that means? And he said, I think I do. And I said, well, let me ask you some questions. I'm going to help you cross over. And, you know, and so I did. And we went through that. And he, like a champ,
yeah.
And so that's something we had to teach, is who God was. So don't get caught up in black, white, president, you know, who don't like who, that type thing. Know what you stand for. And know racism, it's out there, okay? And if you are a racist, shame on you.
Mm-hmm.
Shame on you. Because in Matthew, the book of Matthew says, be careful how you judge someone, because you will be judged the same way.
You be judged.
Here you go. So guess what? That's how racism works.
That's how it works.
You know, Joe, let me ask you this. If you could find something within your heart that you know you've never really touched on and said, hey, you know what? I want to offer this to the world. What would it be? I put you on the spot.
Yeah, that's a big one there. Something that I could offer the world, what would it be?
Mm-hmm.
I just have to say, I could just offer them some love of... just love for one another.
Yeah.
You know, it says it all. Love thy neighbor as thyself, you know.
Yes.
Then if we did, you know, we're all neighbors. We might live 1,000 miles apart, but we're still neighbors.
All neighbors. Mm-hmm. And love your neighbor and help your neighbor.
Yeah.
Help your neighbor. One more topic I want to talk about is my husband is biracial. My husband's mother was white. His father was black. Was still are. And my husband was adopted by a white family. God be the glory for John and Ann Landis that saw a need for a biracial child. Okay? And they adopted him, loved him, treated him like their 3 biological kids. But let me say this, a mixed kid goes through a lot. A biracial kid goes through a lot. It's got better when my husband
Because there are more.
Yes.
And the sensitivity has decreased because some of the ones that were really the outright radicals of it have biracial grandchildren now.
Because you shall reap what you sow.
Yes.
Okay, the Bible says. And so I'll tell you one story, Joe. My husband was at a church when he was growing up, and he was playing basketball. He was the only black child there. And so he was playing basketball. They all went to the gym to get a shower and everything. Well, my husband didn't go into the locker rooms he was late. He was getting his shoes and all that kind of stuff. And so all the other guys went into the locker room. Now, keep in mind, he was the only black child. And he went in afterwards, after everybody had left and everything. Well, and the coaches knew that he was the last one that went in, okay? My husband was accused of stealing money from one of the players. And they blamed, my in-laws felt like he was blamed because he was black, okay? And that scarred my husband a lot, okay? Mm-hmm. Even though, I will give my in-laws this, they didn't play, Joe.
Yeah.
They left that church over it.
Mm-hmm.
My in-laws did not play. They said, if you're going, you know that my son did not go into that locker room.
Till everybody was gone.
Everybody was gone. But because he was the only black child.
He didn't have to be the one to get it.
Yeah. And so I guess they thought my in-laws being white was going to, you know, chastise him and just, you know, sweep it under the rug. No, not my in-laws.
Yeah.
My in-laws said, I will not allow my child to be treated that way. They left that church.
Yeah.
And they were a big, big contributor to that church. Mm. So that church lost a lot, way more than what was stolen out of that kid's pocket. Trust that. And so don't think that there's not racism out there. That was when my husband was young, but there's still those type of situations that go on in the schools, goes on in the world.
Well, let me tell you an incident that just happened to us in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
In this competition, they have this kiosk that you can go and view all the pictures that the professional photographers have taken.
Okay.
At this, you got to go in the basement of the Disney Center. And you can select the pictures that you want to take and purchase them and for like $20 for four wallet-sized pictures.
Right.
And so we're scrolling through them, and it tells you, do not reproduce these pictures. This is against the law, no reproduction. So I'm FaceTiming.
Yes.
So I could show my wife the picture, and they said, you can't take any pictures. I said, well, this is my wife.
You're FaceTiming. Yeah. You're not taking a picture.
So you can't do that. Well, I didn't get to FaceTime because I was wanting to show her.
Yeah.
Well, one of her friends came down.
Okay.
That went with us on the trip. And she was...
Were they a different race? Or
oh, yeah. Race? Fair complexion.
Okay. Different race.
Different race.
Okay.
She took one of those wipes that you clean your glasses with and cleaned off all the fingerprints off of the kiosk that you could look at the pictures of.
Okay.
And snapped. She took pictures of
everything. Literally took the pictures.
Everything she wanted to while they're watching us to make sure we don't take pictures.
But she took all those
pictures. She took all the pictures. She was three or four kiosks down, but she was taking every picture she wanted. And while
but, making, you see, but do you see
making
how...
Making sure I wasn't taking
I mean, pictures. You're talking about a picture... You know, and this is an older man that said, okay, look, I'm not trying to do that. I'm trying to let my wife say, you're not even thinking that, okay, these kids will snap a picture in a heartbeat.
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So you're telling me that is, here you go.
Here you go.
That's racism.
Yes.
Because you're thinking the black man is
going to break the law,
is not going to abide by the rules.
Yeah.
But this kid...
No, it wasn't a kid.
Oh, was it not a kid?
It's an older lady.
Yeah. So you see what I'm saying? So you got an older lady that was white, and then you got a black man that said, literally said, I'm FaceTiming. I'm not trying to take a picture. So just know, be aware that there's things that's still out there that needs to change.
Yeah.
And we have to have the conversation. And that's why I wanted to bring Joe on here, because I wanted to have the conversation and say, okay, NAACP is out there. Let's, you know, help the organization. Let's help, you know, the community. But at the same time, let's talk about a few things out there.
Yes.
It was a long time ago, but...
Yeah. Talking resolves a lot of the issues that are out there.
It does.
Because if you remain quiet, you remain part of the problem.
You know what? Y'all have heard me tell my husband, God told me in 2018, that my husband, and not about racism or anything like that, but it was just the conversation, because David's very laid back. I said, as long as you stay silent, God gave me this word, as long as you stay silent, God can't use you. But the day you open your mouth,
yes,
God can use you and pull out a testimony that's unreal. So just know that you got to have the conversation, have the talk, walk away, and say, you know what? I'm not holding no grudges.
Yes, that's right.
Okay?
Yes.
And color has nothing to do with decision.
Yes.
How you make your decision has nothing to do with color.
Mm-hmm.
Tune in every Thursday to Talkin' Tennessee with Yvonka. Joe, thank you for coming.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm enjoying myself. Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here.
You're welcome. Bye, guys.
Thanks for listening to Talkin' Tennessee with Yvonka. Watch out for our weekly episodes from the First Family of Real Estate. And check us out on the web, www.YvonkaSalsRealEstate.com. See our videos on Yvonka's YouTube channel or find us on Facebook under Yvonka Landes and Twitter at Yvonka Landes. And don't forget to tell a friend about us. Until next time, Yvonka signing off.